Yep, the holidays are here, but don't stress out. Visit Beauty Brands instead. Beauty Brands is your one-stop gifting destination, offering amazing gifts for everyone on your double-checked list.
Ho, ho, ho.
From hair care and styling tools to makeup and skincare, you're sure to find it all, including fabulous gift sets from hot brands like Redken, Living Proof, Tarte, and more, starting at just $9.99. So hop on your reindeer, your sleigh, or even your car, and visit beautybrands.com to shop online or find a location near you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Thank you.
excited. We pulled some strings and managed to have our show broadcast right from the North Pole. On Friday's show, we had an exclusive interview with Santa Claus. Folks, if you missed it on Friday, you have to go to our archives and hear from the real deal. We had the man himself, Santa Claus, straight from the North Pole. And we were so excited about it that we arranged to have Mrs. Santa Claus give us an exclusive interview today. She's also known as Mother Christmas, the counterpart to Father Christmas, or the wife of Santa Claus. And the two of them are a couple that it's so exciting to have them with us. You can only imagine, after all that they had to do to have everything ready for Christmas Eve, for Christmas. So the very next day, we managed to get Santa while he was resting up from all of that. And today, we managed to get Mrs. Claus. We are so excited to have you, Mrs. Santa. How are you?
Well, I'm resting up nicely, my dear, and I'm very happy to have a lull in our activities.
I didn't think Mrs. Santa ever had a lull in activities. I'm imagining it takes quite a lot to take care of Santa Claus.
Oh, he's very high maintenance, it's for sure. Partly because he needs a lot of help. he's a wonderful, wonderful spirit. I love him to death. But he requires a lot of help in, getting his suit on and getting into the sleigh, and everything has to be ready for him in order to go. So we're all kept pretty busy taking care of Santa here.
And I want you to know that he spoke very highly of you on Friday's show. He loves you that much as well. No one has any clue. Maybe you can help us out here. How old is Santa Claus?
You know, I asked him that one night when we were sitting around the fireplace and just kind of reminiscing. We do that with the elves when we get a chance. And he started to count. And he reached 364, and then he fell asleep.
Wow. So it could be 364 plus, 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 plus. Nobody had any clue.
Nobody.
Go ahead.
Nobody really knows for sure.
Nobody really knows, not even Santa. Does he have a family?
Santa's family is every child on the planet. He considers everyone his child.
I bet he considers the elves' family as well, and the reindeer too.
Absolutely. In fact, we have a huge family up here. All things.
I can only imagine. Can people visit you and Santa?
Well, you could if you knew the way, but it's awfully difficult. It's very complex. You have to take a left by a certain tree and then a right by a stream. And, and then with the poles shifting just a tiny bit, everything's different than what you think it's going to be from one day to the next. So we don't recommend it.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it takes to navigate to get there. But I know that you can see him at the malls, perhaps, when he takes a little time off to be there to put children on his lap. So isn't that a possibility, too?
Oh, certainly, yes. He is all over the world in the malls, that's for sure. He enjoys
Does Santa Claus have to be good?
He is naturally good. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body, and he is good all the time. The only thing he does from time to time is he's a little bit messy, but we forgive him for that. Sometimes he'll sneak to the kitchen, too, and grab cookies before we're ready to have him do that, to eat those, but we turn our eyes away from his little indulgences, let's say.
I got to admit that I'm so excited to have you on the show today. I can barely contain myself because the questions I'm asking you are on everyone's mind. Nobody knew who to ask, where to come to for the answers. So what a coup to get Sandra on Friday and you today. I'm just so excited. I can hardly contain myself. What does Santa think about the way people celebrate Christmas in different cultures?
Yes. That's always a lot of fun. We enjoy seeing that. Santa is known by many different names around the world. And he, let me see if I can think of some of his names.
Father Christmas, Saint Nick.
Yeah, and Sinterklaas. And Père Noël, that's from France. Kris Kringle, those are a few, but every country has its own way about doing things at Christmas.
Yes, that's true. And do you find it interesting, the different cultures on how they celebrate Christmas? It's all different, but what's the commonality is everybody loves you and Santa.
Well, we so like that, and we like the feeling of that vibration, and we actually think it helps the world when people are happy.
Yes, the world, nothing like a happy, happy world, given the news that's coming out of the world today.
Yes, we need all the happy vibrations we can get, so we're happy to be part of all of that.
Not just a part, I'm going to say a major part. I'm going to say that I can't think of anyone that I love more than Santa and you as well. I it just makes me happy just to look at him, look at you, and everything that goes along with it. We just love you. I can't imagine all the people anywhere that don't believe in Santa, they have no idea what they're missing.
Well, thank you, Joyce.
Was Santa Claus ever a child, and did he go to school?
You know, Santa has always been Santa, and he doesn't go to school because the children would be wanting to sit on his lap and asking him for toys and asking for one thing they do a lot is to ask for things for people other than themselves, too. So sometimes generosity comes out of children when they're on his lap. So, no, he never has been a child as such and hasn't gone to school. But he's been seen in school sometimes. Sometimes there'll be a special celebration and you might catch a glimpse of him off to one side.
I always imagined that he got his education mostly from you because behind every good man, surely there's an extraordinary woman. So I have no doubt that he gets his smarts from Mrs. Santa.
That'll be our little secret, Joyce.
And it's also said he gets his education online as well because he's a very wise Santa. Do you like the computers in this day and age, or you leave that to him to deal with?
You know, I kind of like them. I'm getting warmed up to them. At first, I didn't want a thing to do with them, but then I discovered how much there is to learn out there that I didn't know before. So we both kind of play with our toys. We've got all the toys, of course, you know, all the electronic toys.
Well, I just want to say I'm a Jewish gal. I love Santa, truly love him, but I did a lot of research to find out if we had a Jewish Santa, and I found out that somewhere in the world, I have to find him to do an interview with him. I understand we have Harry Hanukkah. Have you heard of Harry Hanukkah?
Oh, that's great. We've heard of Harry, but we've not met yet.
Yeah, that was my next question, if you ever met him, because I've got a year to find him somewhere and do the interview. But I just heard about him, and I really got to locate him. How tall is Santa?
Well, you know, it kind of depends on whether he's looking on the ground for something that he lost, which he does, or whether he's looking at a sunset, or whether he's looking up in the sky. So it kind of varies depending upon what he's doing. But it looks like he might be about 5'9 or 5'10 if he's looking up.
Well, it's said that he's taller than the tallest elf, but much shorter than the average Christmas tree.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I thought that too. What make, besides you, because I know you make him happy, he just loves you. What else makes Santa happy?
Santa loves to have saunas. And we have a very special one just made for him. He loves to have naps. He has a special chair by the fireside, and he leans back in there, and it's a red leather chair. And he begins to snore. And then he also loves Christmas cookies.
Oh, that, I guess people do know about that because they leave the cookies for him to eat. So that he loves that. Do you ever prepare that for him as well? Because he does love it so much. He probably wants it every day.
He does. He does. And I do that. And his one of his favorites is the regular gingerbread man. And
oh, yes.
Yeah, and that's one of his favorites. But he also likes, I think in Germany they're called Pfeffernuckels or something like that. They look like little snowballs. They're all sprinkled with a lot of powdered sugar. He loves powdered sugar, and they're like gingerbread inside sometimes. Sometimes they're vanilla, but sometimes they're gingerbread. We have 100 different varieties that we make. Literally.
If he likes powdered sugar so much, I would imagine that's what keeps him fat and jolly.
Absolutely, yes. Because we use real butter and the finest of ingredients from around the world. And Santa loves it all.
Do you guys live at the North Pole?
Most of the time we do, especially around this time of year. But we, surprisingly enough, have all kinds of other vehicles that we can fly with or travel with. And we do some traveling incognito, of course, so we don't get recognized. But we like to, we have a helicopter, we have a boat, we have an airplane, our own private airplane. We have our own train. And one of our favorite things is to go around, not as Mr. and Mrs. Claus, but as tourists. And then what we do is we pay attention to who is doing the good deeds.
Yes, the naughty and nice lists have to be maintained, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You mentioned before the different names he goes under with the different countries. Do you have a pet name for him?
I call him Santa Bear.
I thought you were going to say Santa Baby. They made a song called Santa Baby.
Yes, and for a while I did that. Yes, and I used to sing that song to him.
Oh, the two of you are extraordinary. You're my favorite couple on the planet. I'm so excited about this interview. I just want to share there's one other thing I'm excited about, and that's my worldwide live radio show every day at 11 a.m. Eastern. But the beautiful part of it is, folks, if you're missing it at the live time, you can catch us in archives 24/7. And here's why you want to listen to us every day in the wise words of Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! This interview has been absolutely delightful. And again, we're very grateful to you, given what you have to do to keep up with Christmas all year round, to keep up with the elves, the reindeer, and last but not least, Santa Claus all year round. How do you ever take time for yourself?
I'm really very lucky to have Santa as a husband, because he does understand how hard I work. I think sometimes I'm the one who holds it all together, like many women around the world. And so he's very, very generous with me. And every year at this time, after we're done with the big deliveries, he gives me a very special present. And this year I got 3 days at a wonderful spa. And so that's what I needed, and it was wonderful. It was very warm weather where I was and lots of marvelous services, and I feel 20 years younger.
But you're ageless. You're absolutely ageless and adorable.
Well, thank you, Joyce.
And when you go to the spa, do you go incognito as well?
Yes. I do, and so people just think I'm a pleasant grandma type.
Yes, and I would say you're very angelic, very sweet, very loving. You're the perfect wife. I never saw a more matched couple.
Well, thank you, and we sincerely, truly love each other, and when we look around and see some not-so-happy couples, we realize how fortunate we are, and we wish everybody could be as happy as we are.
And are you always on the nice list yourself? I would imagine you are.
Oh, yeah. I'm practically perfect.
Well, the way I describe myself is I am perfect in my imperfections.
Oh, do I ever like that? Yeah, that's a good one, Joyce.
Yeah, I am perfect in my imperfections. But you do seem like and he seems like so darling and so perfect. And it's amazing that you gravitated toward each other, that you found each other. I guess another thing you really have in common is you must love cold weather. It's really, really cold your way. I don't know how you can take all that cold unless you're in front of a fireplace a lot.
We are. We have a fireplace that runs every day of the year. We keep it. It's actually a natural wood fireplace, too. We have limitless wood. So we're not into the gas fireplace, at least not yet. But we actually have a main one that is where we gather with the elves in the evenings. And we have smaller versions in the other rooms, too. We have quite a compound up here with many, many buildings.
So you don't have to keep filling the fireplace with wood. It's like it's perennial. It just keeps going and going like the Energizer Bunny. It's just there and it keeps going.
That's it. Oh, it's magic.
Well, after being fascinated by you and Santa so much, the next thing that people are fascinated with around the world are the elves. So may I ask you some questions about the elves?
Yes, you may.
How many elves are there?
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, nobody knows for sure, Joyce. And the reason I say that is that we have actually workshops all over the world, and we have elves in every one of them. And so here, up here at the pole, we have hundreds of them, and they all have very specific duties that they just love to perform. But I'm going to just guess and say that we have thousands of elves.
Really, that many? But it takes a lot of elves to get those presents around the world. It's not like you're just in one area. My goodness, I believe you. That's a lot of elves to manage.
That is so...
Go ahead.
It is hard to manage all of them, but we do... Lately, we do a lot of texting to the elves in different parts of the world because it's so fast.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that. The elves are into social media. That must have taken some great training.
Yes. Well, for them, it came easily because they, you know, they're so handy, those elves. And they took to electronics just like,
and elves have a child's mentality, so it would come easier to them. I'm not a techie person. I have my issues with it. And I always say I just need a four-year-old to come over and help me with it.
Yeah, that's right. They're so unfiltered and pure. They're not trained to think in certain ways. They're very versatile.
Do you consider the elves your children?
We do, yes. We both think of the elves as our children.
And are new elves still being born?
The elves are born at a very specific time. And to answer your question, yes, they are. But let me think if I can get this just right now. When the last rays of the evening sun meet with the northern lights, and the wind is blowing from the north, and the stars are shining, that's when elves are born. They have very specific birth times because they have to be a certain way. You know, they have to have the right components, let's say.
That's absolutely fascinating. Is it possible to become an elf?
Yes, it is. And it's possible to stay an elf, too. And it means basically, in a lot of ways, to take care of people in need. That's the basic work of the elves, is to kind of take care of weaker people and people in need, making people happy, especially if they don't have anything to be happy about. Or giving toys to children. These are the ways people can be elves. I call them elf deputies.
Elf deputies, did you say?
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We deputize special people who want to be elves, and then they can do that.
I love it. I absolutely love it. When I think of elves, I can't help but think of the Munchkins from The Wizard of Oz. Did the elves and the Munchkins ever get together and have a play date?
You know, once a year, every single elf gets a day off, and they can go and do whatever they want to do. And so, as you can imagine, every day of the year, there are many elves with a day off. And that's when they go and meet the Munchkins.
oh my goodness, would I love to go to a party with the elves and the munchkins. I'd be in elf and munchkin heaven. I love the munchkins. I love the elves.
Wow,
that has to be fun.
Yes. It is.
Honestly speaking, does Santa read all the letters he gets?
He has help. The elves help him read the letters, and then they help him make inventories of everything that people want. And they help him read the Christmas cards. We get a lot of Christmas cards, too.
I know that's a big part of what they do, the elves, but it's also been said that you read a lot of the letters, that you love, you know, connecting with the children all over the world.
I do. I read as many of them as I can. They're so, so cute and so pure. They're so pure. And I love the handwriting, and then they draw little pictures on there. I especially like those because I really like art. And I can tell if there's a child that could be an artist someday.
Wow, did you ever write back to such a child and say, Mrs. Santa really sees your talent and maybe you should look into it more, ask your parents? You ever write something back like that?
I don't write it back, but I make sure that they get some art supplies in their stockings, like brushes and paints and that kind of thing.
Oh, you're so subtle. That's very, very clever indeed. Very subtle and very clever.
Thank you, Joyce.
What kind of elves does Santa have?
What kind? Oh, he has. You mean like sort of like categories? Yeah, we have a lot of categories for the elves. We have elves that take care of the reindeer. They're particularly tuned into reindeer, and reindeer live in harmony with all of the human creatures, and that includes the elves. So they have cheer together, those fabulous helpers who work with the reindeer. They brush them. They make sure that they're fed, and we have a whole crew of elves that just they do the reindeer manicures. It's very important, very important for the elves to take care of those feet, you know, for the reindeer, so that they're not, you know, damaged in any way, or you know, they need to be kept clean, and because they have to be able. We have elves that do reindeer massage. And they
awesome.
The reindeer.
Awesome.
Yeah, they just stand so still. Sometimes they even lay down so that they can enjoy it more, and then they fall asleep. It's just wonderful.
It is said that you and Santa have pet names for the elves, but how do you tell one elf from another?
That's really challenging. The ones that have been around the longest, we have elves, what I call in perpetuity, which means they're always elves, they never die, they're always with us, and some of them are very, very old. Those are the ones we know the best. And so then we have certain names for them, but it would be impossible for us to have names, special names for every one of them. But they know we love them.
I was thinking, given there are so many elves, that you might have just let's say that one's name is Rocky. Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4. Do you do anything like that?
Well, we haven't, but it's a good idea. I like it.
Yeah, just like in generations, John, Michael, the first, the second, the third, the fourth.
Yeah.
And I know you guys have a photographic memory, so you would connect with the name and the elf. Can you just give us a sample of some of the pet names of elves? I know how creative you are.
Okay, let's see. We have We have a certain elf that reminds us of holly berries. And so we call that one Berry. And we have an elf who is so happy all the time, always has a big smile on his face, and so we call him Smiley. That one's not awfully creative, but it fits him. And then we have one that likes to sneak in and nibble on the toes of the gingerbread men. We have to get after him sometimes. And so we call him Toesy.
I love the names. I think they're all terrific. What they have in common, they're all cheerful. They're all happy names. So every one of them brought a smile to my face.
Oh, that's good, Joyce. That's what we're in business for. So.
What does Santa and his elves do during their free time, if there is any such thing in your place is free time?
Oh, we have, we have very little free time. But when there is free time, we keep them kind of busy with organizing things. They have to pay some attention to inventory and, making sure that we're up on production. But one of the favorite things to do is to sit around the fireplace with us and reminisce about Christmases past.
Wow. That is amazing. I wish I was at one of those reminiscing sessions. It just sounds so heartwarming.
It is.
Can a human see an elf?
You know, sometimes people can if they're very perceptive, because elves are quick and they kind of like to sneak around and peek out, and people can't always see them. But sometimes, excuse me, especially children, will notice them peeping out from behind a curtain or through a window. And so the elves never want to scare anybody, so they're always smiling and they look happy. And so sometimes they also will leave an item or move one. You know how sometimes you walk into a room and you know something's been shifted around? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when that happens, it's probably because there was an elf that came. And then if you're really good, sometimes they will leave you an object for you to keep. So if you ever find an object that you didn't have before, that's from an elf.
This is absolutely fascinating. I cannot tell you how grateful I am that our listeners, I'm surely, are to have you on our show today. We are really, really delighted. These are questions we've always had and had no idea about the answers. So you're making a huge impact for children all around the world and adults who will always be children like myself.
Yes. Well, thank you, Joyce. It's a pleasure to be here.
Do Christmas elves also go by different names?
Oh, yeah. They have. You mean in different countries? Do they have different names?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. I can't think of any right off the top of my head here, but.
Oh, that's okay, because an elf by any other name is still an elf.
That's so true.
Okay, folks, you are listening to an all-exclusive interview with Mrs. Santa Claus straight from the North Pole, and we're amazed and thrilled and blessed by the extraordinary reception at the North Pole, when oftentimes we do an interview with people a block away and the reception isn't that good. So I know you're using your magical powers.
Absolutely, all the time.
Folks, again, you're listening to Joyce Barry and Friends, our worldwide show. My website is Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarry.com. I'm a success coach. I'm a master coach, which is to say I coach other coaches. I'm a home business coach, and I'd be happy to give you guys a free consultation just for listening to this show today on what it's like to have a coach, to have a home business, see if that's something that interests you. Simply write to coachjoyce@aol.com and put Mrs. Santa Claus in the subject line, and I know you've heard it here, and I will make good on that free consultation. If you check into the website, joycebarry.com, you will see our endorsements from all over the country. Let me just share some of my favorites.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com.
And folks, just put Mrs. Santa Claus in the subject line, and I will give you that free consultation about what it's like to work with a coach, to have a home business. See if I can assist you with that in any way possible. It is free, simply for listening to the show today and letting us know that you heard Mrs. Santa Claus. Mrs. Santa, I want to ask you some questions about delivering presents. There again, it's something that fascinates people. We have enough to deal with to deliver presidents in our area. What with traffic backups and everything else that it takes, you're going around the world. How does Santa Claus travel?
When he's delivering presents, then he travels by sleigh drawn by a team of reindeer.
Oh, and does he still keep Rudolph around?
Absolutely. Rudolph has a very special prominence in the Order of the Reindeer.
We love Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. We just love him. He's so adorable. Are all the presents made at the North Pole?
Nope, not all of them. We have just thousands of workshops around the world, and they help Santa Claus by making gifts.
Oh, how neat. How does Santa have time to deliver all the presents?
Well, he kind of takes advantage of the time zones. That gives him several extra hours. And so, you know, when children in Finland are awake, then others in Japan are asleep and vice versa. And there's some magic involved in it, too. There's no question about that. And then sometimes he will even delegate that the elves should bring presents, too. Sometimes they help out. But the important thing is that they get the gifts on time.
Yes. Well, everyone is so busy all the time, and yet I can't thank you enough for making time to be with us today, because surely you must be exhausted after all the work you do, which culminates, of course, in Christmas week. So I want to thank you again for working it out. We are really blessed to have you and very grateful to have you, and you're such a kind, sweet lady. I'm going to say that as people get to know you, no doubt they'll love you as much as Santa.
Well, thank you.
Has Santa ever got stuck in a chimney?
He has not. If that ever happened, it would just seriously delay all the deliveries. So he has a special system for making sure that he doesn't get stuck. Would you like to know what it is?
Of course. I can hardly wait.
Okay. Santa can change his shape. And so when you've heard of him laying a finger on the side of his nose, up the chimney he goes. Well, when he lays a finger on the other side of his nose, down the chimney he goes. So that's the magic. He can change shape by laying his finger alongside of his nose.
So you guys are surrounded by lots of magic, lots of miracles, lots of marvels. That is amazing that you have all these powers. Doesn't that make you feel special, that you're really blessed?
Oh, we are definitely blessed. There's no question about that. We love our work, and we so appreciate all of the magic that goes with it.
Is it at all possible to get presents even if you haven't been good, even if you're not on the good list?
You know, I have a lot to do with that.
I'll bet you do.
I like to make sure that every child gets something. And I believe that deep down all children are good. Sometimes they might be feeling not so well or feeling crabby, or, you know, they might be into a little bit of mischief. But basically, children are pure. And so I help get the naughty list over to the good list by, I call it interceding. I can intercede and say, let's put that one over there on the good list.
Wow. What does Santa do when he's not delivering presents?
Well, he loves to read. He watches movies. He likes to play with the computer. We like to reminisce around the fire. He loves to eat cookies. And he loves to have naps.
Wow, these are all wonderful things. I love all those things, too, I must say. Does he get any presents himself?
His presents are the smiles and the looks of joy on Christmas Day. Those are how he gets delight. And so we exchanged some presents, like he gave me the spa day, and I gave him a fancy gizmo that I don't even understand for his helicopter, which he was very thrilled with.
And it has been said that he loves watching Christmas movies. I just want to say that I love Christmas movies so much that I watch them all year round. I love Christmas music so much that I listen all year round. And I really wish Christmas was a day that was all year round. Don't you agree?
I do agree with that. And that's our goal, in fact, is to have the people of the world act all year as if it were Christmas Day. Think of the different type of world we would have if everyone engaged in that kind of joy every day.
Absolutely. It just makes me smile. It makes me happy every time I have something Christmassy on. As I said, I'm Jewish. We have our holiday called Hanukkah. I love Hanukkah. I love Christmas. I make no distinction. I like getting invited to my friends' houses and seeing the trees and helping with the trees. And that's what I think the world should be about, in my humble opinion. I respect and honor your culture and your religion, your beliefs, but you can also include the beliefs, religions, and cultures of other people. And surely you and Santa come from that, because you don't have any prejudices when you're delivering presents around the world. You include everyone as long as they're on the nice list.
Exactly. That's the only criteria. They gotta be nice.
Can Santa read children's thoughts?
He can, but he doesn't engage in that a lot because he'd be so overwhelmed. He kind of understands children in a special way, and he can get impressions even if he doesn't actually listen into what they're thinking about, you know? He kind of understands kids better than most people.
How on earth does Santa know how to get to everyone's house?
Well, he has a record of each child by country, state, county, province, city, town, village, district, house, apartment building, bedroom, even by bed. And these are all used to create the delivery route. And we have at least 284 elves who work in the address department.
Wow, quite an impressive department. But I know he's got to plan the route carefully, and the time zones come to his advantage. But I heard in my interview with Santa that you have a special Santa GPS that can really get you right where you need to go quickly and efficiently.
Yes, I gave that to him last year, and he carries that with him. So far, he hasn't lost it. So Santa's very good at a good thing. Yeah, he's very good at misplacing things, but he really likes that because it saves a lot of time.
Where does Santa get the money it takes to fly around the world?
We don't even worry about that. We don't use money. Money is not really in our vocabulary. We're paid in good deeds. And that's a different energy form. And so the energy of the good deeds creates all the wealth that we need.
Is there anything else you want to share to our listeners worldwide that perhaps we didn't get to? Anything at all? Any message?
I think my most important message to everyone out there would be to deliberately, many times a day, think joyful thoughts. And in fact, make yourself smile. Did you know it requires fewer muscles to smile than it does to frown?
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And that when you smile, you automatically create a vibration of joy within yourself. So smile and think the word joy as much as you can, especially if you're going to deal with difficult people, because it will change the way you interact together.
I feel very blessed that my name has joy in it. I'm Joyce, and I always felt really good about having joy in it, and I do everything I can to be true to that name. So joy to the world, is exactly what our show is about, what I make my life about. I try really hard to make a difference all around the world. I have this show as one resource. I have a book that'll be coming out that'll be another resource. But having guests like you, given your schedule, given all that you do to make time for us, I cannot thank you enough, Mrs. Santa.
Well, you are so welcome, and it might interest you to know, Joyce, that you are on the nice list.
That is a good thing. But I have to ask you a question. Maybe you can help me out here. A gal named Tanya Waring referred Sheila Van Houten to us. She said Sheila would make a great guest on our show. What can you tell me about Sheila Van Houten?
Well, Sheila and you, Joyce, have a great deal in common because you both do coaching. And that's a very special gift. Not everybody can coach others. And Sheila, let's see, Tanya met Sheila about 3 years ago. And I think they co-authored a book. So they've gotten their heads together in some creative ways.
I actually have the book right here, and I was going to say it, Manifesting Romance, Happily Ever Laughter, the book they co-authored, and I'd certainly like to do a show with Sheila and Tanya about that. Can you use your magic fairy dust and have that happen?
I can try.
Okay, but it's a wonderful book, and what a title, Happily Ever Laughter, and you know, it's things like that that just make people happy and contribute so much. So would you recommend that I have Sheila on my show?
Yes.
And could you tell me Sheila's website, if she wants to be reached via Facebook, a website, a telephone, an email? You would know that. So could you let our listeners know for people that want to reach Sheila?
Sheila's website is so easy. It's called SheilaKnows.com. And
wow.
So that's why it's
I
so
love
easy
it.
For me to remember it. And all of her contact information is on there. I'm sure I know that you asked for it.
SheilaKnows.com. Awesome, awesome. And I know there's some other website she has as well for the different impacts she makes. I know she's involved with art. I know she's involved with contributing, charitable ways. Anything else you want to share with our listeners about Sheila?
Yes, Sheila is very, very much a philanthropist at heart, and she has a couple of nonprofit foundations now, that one of which she's gifting her entire coaching program to the troops and their families. And so
Wow. People
can go to troopsintransition.com, and that's available in the new year now for the troops so that they and their families can find their happiest careers and their most meaningful lifestyles.
That would be troopsintransition.com. I think I saw or heard somewhere there's another website as well. Is there?
Another
website Sheila has.
Oh, Sheila is also what's called a spontaneous artist. All of a sudden, one day she got up and went into a little room where a friend had given her a lot of art supplies, and she took a canvas and sat down and started painting. And today her work is in 18 countries and 17 states around the world helping patients of all ages. And so people who want more about that, let me think about that for a second. That one is discoveryart.info.
discoveryart.info. I'm going to ask for your help to get Sheila on our show. We can go into that. I'll support anything she supports, since you're telling me you're giving her a high recommendation. So what are your final words to our listeners?
Be joyful and be very, very kind to one another.
Very good message. My message is, may this be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day of extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. May it be the year to generate more money, have good health, good luck, and good fortune. Attract special people and opportunities, create magical memories, and manifest marvelous miracles. Folks, happy holidays, happy new year. Have this be your best year ever. Thank you for listening to our show, and God bless. And thank you, Sheila. Thank you to Sheila for being a friend of the show as well. Thank you, Mrs. Claus, for taking the time to be with us today.
Holidays are here, but don't stress out. Visit Beauty Brands instead. Beauty Brands is your one-stop gifting destination, offering amazing gifts for everyone on your double-checked list.
Ho, ho, ho.
From hair care and styling tools to makeup and skincare, you're sure to find it all, including fabulous gift sets from hot brands like Redken, Living Proof, Tarte, and more, starting at just $9.99. So hop on your reindeer, your sleigh, or even your car, and visit beautybrands.com to shop online or find a location near you. Yep, the holidays are here, but don't stress out. Visit Beauty Brands instead. Beauty Brands is your one-stop gifting destination, offering amazing gifts for everyone on your double-checked list.
Ho, ho, ho.
From hair care and styling tools to makeup and skincare, you're sure to find it all, including fabulous gift sets from hot brands like Redken, Living Proof, Tarte, and more, starting at just $9.99. So hop on your reindeer, your sleigh, or even your car, and visit beautybrands.com to shop online or find a location near you.